What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, I told you earlier this year that there was going to be an eventual uptick in older men putting on the mask. I told you a lot of these old boomers have finally snapped the fuck out. These are long-suffering men who have finally said, you know what? I've been married to this woman for X amount of years. I've put up with all sorts of abuse. Yeah, men get abused in relationships all the time through a woman's mouth. But there's no law on the book in which a man can say, you know what? My wife is nagging the fuck out of me. I want her arrested. Oh, no, 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 no. There's nothing that a woman can do to a man that is not physical that can get her arrested. And even when there's physical damage to a man, police still are reluctant to arrest that woman. Which, what can I say, gentlemen? Is going to lead to even more men saying, you know what? This woman has painted me into a corner with her mouth via society's allowing her to do so. So guess what? We all know what happens when any animal is backed into a corner. It's going to come out, and it's going to come out with lethal resolve. Like the man in this article that was published on the 29th of August. Pinellas Park man admitted to offlining his wife during an argument. Ladies, I've said this countless times during this series. The best thing you can do when you and the man that you're in a relationship with start to get heated, when things start to get hot, calm yourself down. Women were supposed to be the calming forces in a man's life, not the bane of his life. Yeah, ladies, you're arguing, you're nagging, all of that stuff, it causes psychological damage to us. But no one gives a rat's ass. However, it's only when a man lashes out when he's finally had enough that society wants to take note. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A Pinellas Park man was accused of shooting and offlining his wife during an argument on Thursday. Pinellas Park police responded to the shooting at around 9:20 a.m. in the 6300 block of 58th Street North. Police said Evangelos Mitrakis, 65, was arrested after admitting to shooting his wife, Leonora Vata, during an argument. Vata was pronounced deceased at the hospital. Pen right there, gentlemen. Quote, unquote, very sad, something like this happened in this kind of very quiet neighborhood, said neighbor Sam Ashkenazi. Caution tape went up. A crime scene unit arrived, and multiple agencies canvassed the area. Quote, unquote, this is an unfortunate event. We don't ever anticipate this occurring, especially residential locations. It should say within residential locations. Lieutenant John Shea said, quote unquote, "It's not something we respond to for high profile calls like this." Mitrakis shot Vata multiple times before leaving the home and calling the police to notify them of the shooting, according to officials. Mitrakis is charged with second degree termination. Ashkenazi has lived in his condo for just one day. While working on his place, he said he saw the victim several times. He said he even spoke with her yesterday. Quote unquote, "Yesterday she was riding with her husband, I saw," he said. "I was sitting here drinking coffee. She was riding with her husband. Nothing strange, no yelling, no screaming." Police said this is an area they do not respond to a lot. Quote unquote, "We feel for the family. You never expect to lose a loved one so abruptly. We've always remind folks who are going through a crisis to reach out. There's resources outside of just law enforcement." Actually, there's not. When it comes to men, there are no resources. The only advice men are given is to suck it up. Suck it up. Figure out what you did to make her angry with you and try not to do it. Matter of fact, get on your knees and beg that woman's forgiveness. Even though she might have been the one to initiate the argument, you still need to get on your knees and beg her forgiveness. No. There are multiple resources for mental health and whatnot. You can call us and we will get you in contact with those, said the lieutenant. According to police, there is no threat to the community. Well. What do we have here, gentlemen? Obviously, another boomer in a long-suffering marriage who finally just said, you know what? Fuck it. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in their home. Gonna give that a 10. Method of execution, obviously the problem-solving pistol. Gonna give that a 5. Psychological impact, gotta give this a standard 30. And for the brutality factor, he shot her multiple times. Well, I got to give that a 15. So Evangelos, the executioner, Mitrakis gets a score of 60. Now, gentlemen, let's circle back. This man obviously simply had enough. The fact that he actually called the police and said, yes, I did this. That, gentleman, is the ultimate sign of a man who just had enough. Now, the neighbor said when he saw them the other day, there was nothing wrong. However, what do I always say, gentlemen? You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. This woman could have been an absolute nightmare for this man. And we all know when women are enclosed, when they're behind closed doors, oh, they let their mouth just go off. But Like I said, when it comes to resources for men who are in emotional, verbal, and psychological abuse situations, there are no resources for us. None. Oh, what did you do? Yeah, society turns around and mocks men who are clearly victims of psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. But, like I said, it's only when men snap out and decide to take matters into their own hands that society wants to sit back and say, oh my God, this man was going through all of this stuff. Why didn't he seek help? Yeah, right? No. I'm gonna reiterate. If there were adequate sources for men who are in these abusive marriages and relationships, yeah, you'd have less men putting on the mask. But hey, that time has long been expired. More and more men, unfortunately, are going to put the mask on. I told you, when a man gets painted into a corner by his wife or girlfriend who has the gun of the state backing them up, hey, whatever happens, happens. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who continue to believe that no matter what you say, no matter how reckless your mouth is, that the man in your life is just going to sit back and take it, you better understand this, ladies. You better understand it clearly. The power you think your mouth has in that situation, that will go out. Feminism and the Duluth model, which you women use as a sword and a shield against men, that's going to go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate the ultimate point of the Hockey Mask Time series. When a man no longer cares about the consequences of his actions, he will act, ladies. And need I remind you, when a man feels like he's painted into a corner, just like any animal that's backed into a corner, he's coming out, and he's going to come out with lethal resolve. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind. Yeah. Losing all my hope. Yeah. I'ma do the crime. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill. Yeah. Fuck the red or blue. I'ma take the black pill.